We are closing up the Sugya of Music. I think last week I was supposed to stop, but Ava Mikalkelis Ashura was very hard. It was very hard. And the truth is that everyone makes a big asek, and rightfully so, about Shmira Seinayim, watching your eyes. However, one of the most important Sugyas in this generation is Shmiras Oznayim, watching your ears. Watching your ears, according to many, is more important than watching your eyes. In fact, the Maharal in Nesiv Hashtika, Perek Aleph, brings the Gemara in Ksubis, Tavheim at Beis. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan al Yashmiya lo Oznav Dvarim Betelim. Don't listen to worthless speech. Mipnei Shehim Nichvin Tchila Levarim. Because when a body gets burnt, Rachmana Litzlan, the first thing to go is the ears. Because of the cartilage, right? Unfortunately, if you've ever seen somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, who was saved from a fire. So the first thing to go is the ears. Says the Maharal, what is this Gemara talking about? Well, this is what we need to know about if a person's in a fire, what goes first with cartilage. Says the Maharal, he says, no. He says, the first thing that makes a person is his ears. Alpi din, if someone doesn't have eyes, they're still called a bardas. Right? You can have somebody with braille and you know, basic communication. You can work with people who were born blind. They don't have a din of a shaita. However, someone who can't hear can't begin. Says the Maharal, all learning experiences, all building experiences begin through the ears. He says, just like a kli, like a vessel, has an opening, the opening of the body that's considered the opening of our vessel is our ears. Everything we know is from our ears. Everything. Everything we know about people, everything we know about chachma, everything we know about Torah, all comes from our ears. And says the Maharal, that at every moment we're beginning again. If you hear something now, you're starting all over again. Whatever you hear is a new beginning. And the Gemara is telling us if a person doesn't guard his ears, they can end up starting to have new problems and new beginnings that they never would have wanted. The ears create beginnings. And we have to watch our ears. I heard from Hagon Rav Don Segel a couple weeks ago. He said that when he was younger, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach told him that there's a certain pasuk that he heard a joke in. He heard a joke about a certain pasuk. He says, to this day, this was Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatah, the Gadol Hadar. He says, every time he sees this pasuk, the joke pops into his head. And Rav Don said he was wondering why the Rosh Yeshiva is telling him this. What would he needs to know, Rav Shlomo Zalman's difficulties? He said, Rav Shlomo Zalman was telling him, be careful what you hear. What you hear goes in and creates your reality. And even an Adam Gadol, he hears one. I once heard from Rav Noach Orlowick Shlita. Somebody once told him an inappropriate joke, and he said, get out of my life! It was a Baal Tshuva, didn't matter. Get out of my life! And the guy came back to him to ask him for mechila a long time later, and he said, I'm mochel you because I forgot the joke. But if I wouldn't have forgot the joke, I wouldn't be mochel you. How are you getting into my system? As I once heard from our friend Zevi Kaufman, there's air pollution and there's ear pollution. And a person has to watch himself. And the goal over here is not to tell people what to do. We don't tell people what to do, but it's to try to understand what's happening to our ears. Thinking about what we're doing. On the day of Erev Pesach, when Rav Chaim Kanievsky does his great siyum on Kol HaTorah Kula, my family is zocha to be in the inner circle in his house when he finishes the Tosefta and the Midrashim. It's a very small crowd and a very special place to be on Erev Pesach. And my father likes to, you know, push the envelope. And he asked Rav Chaim, he says, do you want my two grandchildren to sing? I have two nephews who are twins. They're on Shevis Achim of Ari Goldweg. Why not? You know, Nachas, right? Asking the Gadol, I wouldn't do it. But when you're with somebody who has the guts to do it, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky asked my father, he goes, are they Levian? And Baruch Hashem, they were Levian. Right? Perfect. So he said, then I want to hear them sing. I was thinking about this story. What in the world is going on over here? The Gemara says in Gittin that after the Churban, we stop singing. And we sing according to Rishonim. According to Rishonim, at his man of a Simcha Shel Mitzvah, like it's him. By Reb Chaim, that wasn't enough. It has to be that the singing takes me back to the Beis HaMikdash. Not just that it's happy, but that that song will bring me to the Shiras Leviim. That I'll be able to hear today the Beis HaMikdash itself. Thinking about things, analyzing what goes into our ears, on every level, on any level, that's what we're trying to work on. And Lemaisa, we find something fascinating. In the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which we brought, but we want to bring a diuk over here. The Gemara says, in Sanhedrin Kuf Aleph, Tanu Rabbanan akori pasuk shel shir hashirim, v'oso sokim in zemer, a guy makes a song out of shir hashirim, which is not lefi the trup, and not lefi the ratzon of Hashem, v'akori pasuk bebeis mishtos, and someone has a nice tune in a bar for a song, in a pasuk, below Zmano, not at the appropriate time of Yontif, when people are drinking L'shem Simchas Yontif. Mevi Ra La'olam, he brings bad to the world. Why? Mipnei Shah Torah Chogeres Sak, the Torah wears sackcloth, Va'omeres Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Torah comes in front of Hashem, Va'omeres Lefanov. And the Torah says in front of Hashem, Ribbonai Shalaylam, Asi'uni Banecha Kikinor Shen Menagnim Bo Leitzin. Your children, whose Klal Yisrael have made me into a song that's played by the kinor of clowns, of Leitzin. And I was bothered for the first time over here. Why is this the kinor that's played by Leitzin? It says in this Gemara that song and clowns go together. Song and clowns and Leitzin. What's the connection between a Leitz and song? And the answer is Pashut. The Mesillas Yesharim says, what is a Leitz? What is a Leitz? A Leitz is someone who takes something very serious and makes a laughing stock of it. And I heard from my Rebbe Reb Moshe Shapiro Zatzal that the bigger the seriousness of the issue, the bigger the joke the Leitz can make. He loves things that are very, very serious because then the joke is much, much more funny. The yisod of Leitzanus is to pop every bubble, to make everything that's chashiv into nothing. And when a person takes a pasuk and does all sorts of cool things with it and makes it into something that it's not and worse and puts it in the gutter, he's the ultimate clown. He's done the ultimate joke because he's taken something that's so, so holy and he's put it in this ridiculous Purim costume. And in there, the joke was made. That's where the joke comes from. And perhaps we could say a chiddush. Something bothered me for a long time. There's a lashon in Chazal that I found very, very peculiar, very strange. We find that there's a concept called the clown, but there's something else. For example, when Avraham and Sarah had Yitzchak, Yitzchak looked exactly like Avraham. Why? Because the late Sonei Hador, we're going to say, I know where Sarah got her kid from. Remember that whole Avimelech bit? I know. Think it's Avraham's? Right? A carbon copy of Avraham. To break that late Sonus, taking the building of Klal Yisrael and putting it in the gutter, so Hashem gets rid of those late Sonus. They're not going to be able to do this. They're not going to put this in the National Enquirer like this. Oh, no, they're not. No one's going to be able to deny that this is Avraham's kid. But there's an amazing lashon over here. It says the clowns of the generation. And I did a search on this. There are a few times in Chazal where there aren't just clowns, they're Leitzanei Hadar. Now, I've heard of Gedolei Hadar. What in the world are the clowns of the Dar? The clown, the Leitzanei Hadar. What are these people? What are these people? And the answer is these are not clowns. These are waves of influence. These are people who control the generation. They are clowns who have the power over everything. And I didn't think they existed in that time, but according to Chazal, they did. And a person who's able to grab the entire group has become one of the Leitzanei Hador. The more hits you get on the internet, the bigger you are. Ata Akiva ben Yosef. Chazal say about Akiva ben Yosef, you are the great Akiva ben Yosef. Sheshimcha holech me sofa olam ad sofa. That your name goes from one side of the world to the next. That's the only time I heard of someone being such a celebrity, was Akiva ben Yosef. He was so incredible that the entire world heard about him. How do you become famous today? You know how you become famous today? I'll teach you how. Balance yourself upside down. Pick your nose aggressively while you're upside down. Lick ice cream and drink Pepsi at the same time and sing a song. By the next morning, millions of people are going to be saying, Stark, Stark, Stark. They're going to call you up to be Melech HaMashiach. Wow, in one night. The stupider you are today, the greater you become. It's an Olam Hafach. You will be the most well-known person by doing the biggest joke. The late Sanei Hadar of this generation is so incredibly enormous, and it's so incredibly fast. And the whole tachlis is that the more you are that, the more you're on a celebrity on YouTube v'chule. And they control everything. They control everything. Your chasana is going to look exactly like the late Sanei Hadar. They have meetings, these late Sanei Hadar, and they decide what goes onto chasanas and when the rabbis leave and when the rabbis are there and how to maneuver and what the kids are loving and what they're going to love if we all do this in the same month. They control the entire thing. They have the entire joke in their hands. And we have to realize what's happening. Even if we're not going to change our behavior, we have to at least understand what's going on. Let's first understand this new phenomena called Israeli music. There's a new phenomena called Israeli music. And I thought it was a new phenomena that people listen to secular Israeli music, but it's not. It's a Rambam. The Rambam said that not only was there Israeli music back then, right before the state of Israel, but it was at chasanas. It was at chasanas. Says the Rambam in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Zayin, he starts describing all the types of speech. There's harmless speech, there's good speech, there's disgusting speech. And then he says a very peculiar statement. And he goes, I want you to know that if you're singing a song in Lashon HaKodesh, just realize that it has to have good content. And he says, you're probably wondering why I'm telling you this. It seems so obvious. He says, but I found people who are at chasanas, who are listening to things, and when they hear an Arabic song that's lewd and disgusting and totally antithetical to Yiddishkeit, or even just about bravery and chivalry, or all these things, they go up there and make a macha. You can look it up yourself. They go up there and make a macha. But when someone starts speaking Hebrew, no matter what they're saying, nobody says boo. And the Rambam says, I hold the opposite. I hold the opposite. I hold that whoever takes the Hebrew language and manipulates it for disgusting things, if he had to choose, it would be better for him to do it in Arabic. Because then he would leave Hashem and his holy words out of there. But by taking the holy language, says the Rambam, a person is doing two things wrong. He's in the gutter, and he brought Lashon HaKodesh into the gutter. And it's amazing. The late Sanei Hadar are doing this. So I decided to look up some lyrics just to see what people are singing. There's a song, Ma'apecha Shel Simcha. It's like a harmless song, right? I thought it was, because also, in the middle, you keep going, Elohim, Elohim. So I thought it was a Jewish song. Then I saw, what is this man saying? Oh Lord, oh Lord. And I saw, oh Lord. Oh Lord. Let's see. My Hebrew is not so good, okay? But he says, I saw there was a party. I wasn't invited. Nobody can party like me. There's a revolution of simcha. What's a revolution of simcha? I think that's cocaine, by the way. How do you have a revolution of simcha? We're all one family. I think that's nus. We're going to dance like we're out of control because it's time to fly, Rav Osai. Now it's only happiness from night till morning. We're going nuts and we're drinking and dancing. This is perfect for a bar mitzvah. And go to bar mitzvahs and you'll find everybody's running around to these things. Because the late Sanei Hadar are controlling what's going on. And now let's get a little deeper. Let's get a little deeper. Because that's a halbitzar and nobody even knows what it's talking about. They don't even know what they're saying. Okay, They knew. Now maybe they'll know, but until now. But now we come to what's going on in Jewish music. What's the topic, what's the purpose of Jewish things? Let's start with the father of our religion, Avraham Avinu, okay? Avraham Avinu was called an Ivri. Ivri Anochi. That is what Avraham was called. Why was Avraham called an Ivri? Let's try to understand. Everything that Avraham did was me'ever hanar, was on the other side. If people were doing this, he was over there. In every aspect of his existence, Avraham Avinu taught us something different than the Ummah Sa'olah. Every aspect. In fact, that was the intrigue of Avraham. Why was he so fascinating? It's because he was so different. You went in front of Avraham, and he was telling you this new thing and this new thing. You came to discover things. You came to discover things. As much as a person sees Judaism as Yiddishkeit, as something that we're able to learn from, as unique to Yiddishkeit, it's Jewish. As much as it's not, Rachmana Litzlan, it's not Jewish. It's not Jewish. And I found many times, I've been involved a little bit in the music world, probably two or three times I've heard, people who write arrangements, you know what they say? This arrangement is too Jewish. It's too Jewish. That's how they critique Jewish music right now. The biggest insult that you can have to a Jewish song right now is that it's too Jewish. It's too Jewish. This is the exact opposite of Ivri Anochi. Avraham Avinu was creating a situation for his Kinderlach that if anyone wants to find out only what's Yiddish, they come to us. Today, we're trying to stick in all the things that are not us, Rachmana Litzlan. And that's exactly what the Gemara in Gittin says. The Gemara in Gittin on Daf Zayin, when it talks about this idea of singing, it brings the pasuk. Gil ba'amim. That the Altismach Yisrael el Gil ba'amim. Klal Yisrael should not be happy like Goyim. The Yisoid of singing here is not to be like Goyim. And people start off so well-intentioned. You have to understand how this happens. Follow the singers. If we want to do like a historical, a historical perspective of this, okay? All the singers, most of them at least, they started with such sweet songs. Follow them. Follow their history. They started with such sweet songs. Then what happens? They start getting used to the fame, the excitement, right? Then everybody needs an Israeli song. Do you know why everybody needs an Israeli song? Because the Israeli market is the biggest market. There's only one reason you need an Israeli song. It's money. That's the only reason. Do you know why they need Hasana songs? Only one reason too. Money. Money. And, of course, there's fame, which is covered. That means that every person who's listening to these people is listening to their Taivas Mammon and their Taiva of Kavod. That's their only motivation. There can't be another motivation for the things that they're doing. The late Sunni Hadar have taken everybody with them. They've made a laughing stock of all of the Ivrim, Amitim, of all the good-hearted children who come to their bar mitzvah and are exposed to things that are not Jewish, Rachmana Litzlan. And there's more Gil Ba'amim. There's more Gayishkeit that comes in here. And this is what they did to beautiful Hasidic music. There's now these DJs, they take things like beautiful Hasidic Nigunim and they turn them into trance music. They turn them into something that I understand if someone's trying to get over trance, it's like a good maybe like outlet to try to get somewhere. But it's a terrible thing to do to a Hasid. It's a terrible thing to do to Rav Nachman Mibreslov. Do you know that I think the most abused gadol in the history of Klal Yisrael is Rav Nachman Mibreslov? I don't think there's a person who suffered more embarrassment out of all of Jewish history than Rav Nachman Mibreslov. All the idiots in the world claim that he's their rabbi. They go around with these trucks that look like they're from Malibu, and they're smoking up, saying, Nachman Ben Feigel! Do you realize who Rav Nachman is? Do they realize these idiots? Do they know what they're doing to Nachman ben Fega? Have they ever really saw Likutei Maharan? They have not. You know, it's the only thing they've seen? Mitzvah gedola lios besimcha tamid. That Hashem is a chiller. You know how I know Hashem is a chiller? Because you have to be happy all the time, man. It's such a happy religion. They didn't want to leave Malibu, so they brought Rabbi Nachman to Malibu. And they brought Hashem to Malibu. And now they're showing everybody exactly what Malibu is like, not what Rav Nachman is like. But it's much better without words. If a person wants to listen to trance, and they could free themselves. This morning I came into the yeshiva with Mipi Kale. Mipi Kale is one of the great shvachim of Klal Yisrael, and it was an interesting Mipi Kale. It was something that Hashem would rather us just listen to the beep, bop, boops and skip the Mipi Kale. Don't bring Hashem in there. It's an issue of deciding what Kavod Shamayim is. But it's more than that, Rabosai. Because Gil Ba'amim means drinking while you sing. And I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, that it's not just drinking. It's any substance. It's drugs. Gil Ba'amim is, I'm not going to be happy. Being happy like a guy is being super happy. Being super happy. And these people, they don't know how to create music without being on drugs. They don't know how. If you watch their videos, they're like, they're totally gone. In fact, one of the Bachrim told me that his uncle was playing and there was a famous singer who got up and he quickly said to this Bachrim's uncle, he said, how am I going to do this? He's like, you're a famous singer. Like, what do you mean, how am I going to do this? He says, I've never been not under the influence when I sing. I'm totally sober. I don't know how to do this. Good gesagt. Good gesagt. And this is what everybody's listening to. Things that you need batteries included, right? It has to come with a joint, or else you can't even sing the song. By the way, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbeim that we don't sing about people, even Dov Be'er. We don't sing about people because we try to connect to Hashem. We don't sing about people. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapiro, had a big kasha on Bar Yochai, how we could even sing it. He had a teretz. But Lamaisa, where are we connecting to? What are these people doing? These people are totally disconnected. Their Yiddishkeit is disconnected. I was staring at this fake Breslov bus. And I was trying to think how kids could be growing up with such parents. These people are so disconnected. You know that people who say mitzvah gedola lios besimcha all day are the most depressed individuals in the world. I promise you. Do you know why? They're so depressed that they can't be sad. They can't be sad. They have to be happy all day. They just have to be happy. All the Bachrim that I work with in this yeshiva who became really happy dealt with pain, dealt with sorrow, grew. That's real simcha. And that's why this stuff comes with drugs. And I was at Kever Shmuel HaNavi, and I saw a boy who looked like he was 12. He was smoking up and doing cartwheels. And then I thought, Nebuch on his parents, because he's here at Kever Shmuel HaNavi. And then I said, no, that's probably his parents right over there. That's the best nachas for them. People who don't know to add and attach to reality. The late Sanei Hador are creating an entire world of culture that's totally minutak, Rachmana Litzlan. And the magazines are the biggest late Sanim also. The magazines. Look who they put on the cover. They have to like wheel the guy in from rehabilitation, right? And they come as he's changing the face of music to embrace the younger children and inspire them. These people are coke addicts. And then somebody writes a letter to the editor complaining about, we'll leave that one. Right? They don't publish those because that doesn't look good. Do you realize what's happening? Like, Sani Adar are taking the Chafetz Chaim off of the magazines. They're taking off the Novominsk Rebbe. And then they were gonna put them on. And instead, they become a little caption. They become a little caption because there's something else that sells better. Now let's go a little bit further. There's a new Late Sanis. There's a new Late Sanis. And it's called videos. And this week I did a survey of the videos that are around, and it was like a little bit like Tisha B'Av afterwards. I was spinning around. I was physically ill for quite some time. And I want to tell you some of the things that I found in these videos. Al Kol Panim, This is Jewish MTV, but the problem is it's very low budget, Baruch Hashem. So it looks really stupid. Then I decided to do an experiment. I decided to change the words and see if we could still use the video. You want to hear my new song? I'm a guy, I'm a guy, Works perfectly. Try it. Take the whole video. There's not one part that's an awkward fit. Not one part of the video. Not one part of the video. Gil ba'amim. Torah chaygerisak. Right? Because basically, the kids need something to watch. They can't afford to do anything cool in the video. But now it's the same thing. Every singer is doing the hokey pokey up there. Every single one of them. They're getting cuter and cuter. And all these seminary girls are, oh my gosh, he's so cute, he's so cute. Do you know what an Isser D'Oraisa it is to do this to seminary girls? It's a Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says, just like there's an Isser of Kol Isha, there's an Isser called Kol Ish. Shigam Lahen Asr Lahar Hirachar Nashim. If a girl says that somebody's husband is cute, that's disgusting. And I don't know how somebody would want to be married to such a guy. And the Sefer HaChassidim says the same thing. Hu Adin LeIsha Shelo Tishma Kol Ish. Groupies. Groupies for what? The way he sings, Ribbono Shel Olam. Bringing Hashem into Woodstock. Rachmana Litzlan. This is what's taking place. And then I saw another video. This one was probably the most disturbing. The most disturbing one I saw. This one was a pasuk in Tehillim. That made it already more disturbing. Because these guys are just saying their stupidity. So at least they're making up their own words. But if you're going to use the words of David HaMelech of Tehillim, I saw this. This was too much for me. It was a guy who found the light. He found Hashem. He found Hashem. You know what happened? He got into it starts off with a crash. Right? You see the airbag. He's dead. Right? He's dead. And then they rush him to the hospital, and he opens up his eyes, and then his whole life flashes back at him. Okay? I've never seen such disturbing images in my life. I saw a person, a yid, screaming at his father at the top of his lungs, ensnared. I've never in my life heard of such a thing. I've never seen it by any of our Bakrim or anybody. Look, I can't use the facial expressions that he had because he's off the derech, so he has to scream like a banshee. Then there's a picture of him playing in a dreidel, a cute little kid, and that's his memory. He takes out a stick and smashes it. Savagely. Then he throws a sitter on the floor. I don't even know how they shot this scene. How did they get something to look like the floor with a sitter falling? The whole time I'm trying to figure out where did they get the technology to make a sitter look like it's falling on the floor? That must have cost them $10,000. Because obviously they didn't throw a sitter on the floor. I'm trying to think that must have cost them at least $10,000. And by the time you're done, he became a Haredi Jew. Right? After you've seen him scream the living daylights at his parents, bash himself. Oh, I forgot that it starts by him drinking himself to death because he almost died. And by the time, he came back to Hashem. He didn't come back to Hashem. He was so lost that Hashem had to clobber him to come back. The Mesillas Yesharim says the worst people in the generation are the people who need to almost die to get it straight. Right? So that's what David meant in this song. Well, we have to thank Hashem that we have no das. We're total idiots. We have to basically die and come back to Hashem. And then we'll be willing to be normal because we were going to be dead anyway. So we might as well just put on tefillin now because after all, we're alive. These are not normal situations. This is not normal. And there's so much late sonus hiding in all the videos. This is very serious, Rabosai. This is very serious. The late sonei hador are winning. And the only way you can combat this is knowing about it and making certain decisions that are right for you. Knowing what you're listening to, understanding what's happening. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should be zeicha to real shira, to real dveikus ba'Hashem. There's a lot of good things happening too. There's a lot of wonderful things happening. And music has a very strong koach. Like we pointed out, the Kli Yakar said that music was created for chibur. But the Malbim points out on the same pasuk of Yuval when he introduced singing to the world, it says, Kol tofes kinor v'ugav. The Malbim doesn't say like the Kli Yakar that it was made to attach to Hashem. He says the word Ugav is coming from the word love songs. It was made to be a thorn in our side to get us to the wrong place. And Baruch Hashem, there was a tikkun for it. But it's dangerous. It's dangerous. The emotions of a person are much more dangerous than the intellect of a person. The intellect of a person you can talk to, but the emotions a person can't. And we should all be zeicha to be emesa ivrim, to be proud that we're on Ivr Hanar.